You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Chelsea take a point off Arsenal.
Chelsea corner, which goal flick and drops in! And the King Blues boys lead!
Are Liverpool back on track?
Vitz does get it through to Cody Gakpo, who pulls it back! And there it is, the first Premier League goal in Liverpool's colours.
Why is Thomas Frank angry with some Spurs fans?
Has given the ball away, and now he's a mile out of his goal, as Harry Wilson makes it two. Oh, what an app was he thinking?
Hello, I'm Ian McIntosh. This is Football Fast No Faff, coming to you first thing on a Monday morning with our great big roundup in association with Fitstairs. Well, Chelsea's clash with Arsenal might have lacked a bit of style, but it had plenty of substance. This was a nasty game, full of crunching challenges and possibly worthy of more than one red card. But Chelsea supporters will be delighted to have taken a point, and rightly so. Reduced to 10 men in the first half when Moise Caicedo turned up late to his own tackle, they had the temerity to take the lead, and with a corner too. How rude. Arsenal levelled after the break through Mikel Merino, but they never really looked like taking all 3 points. For that, much credit has to go to Blues goalkeeper Robert Sanchez. He made two excellent low saves, and that will have given his many critics something to ponder. And as one of his many critics, I assure you, I'm pondering. Liverpool are back, sort of. They're eighth, but they won a game. They weren't brilliant at West Ham, but I think you could scour the globe today and you'd struggle to find a Liverpool fan who cares. Alexander Isak and Cody Gakpo scored. West Ham didn't have a single shot on target. And how about this? For a run to offer the Reds a chance of getting back into the top five, Liverpool will now play Sunderland, Leeds, Brighton, Spurs, Wolves, and then Leeds again on New Year's Day. Now, we're not saying they're easy games. Maybe Wolves is an easy game, but the rest aren't easy games. Still, that is as generous an opportunity to get back on track as you will ever find in the Premier League. Manchester United are just above Liverpool in seventh now. They came back from behind to beat Crystal Palace in the sort of horrendous low sunshine that reminds you why 12 noon kickoffs are such a bad idea. Joshua Zirkzee scored from a very tight angle to bring United back into the game before Mason Mount struck an opportunistic winner. Palace boss Oliver Glasner, well, he knew who to blame.
That's clear our fault, yeah. We missed to strengthen the depth of the squad in summer. And we knew the schedule, we knew that Ismail would go to the AFCON, nothing happened surprisingly. But again, I just think personally, and that's why it's when you play the first time in your history, European football, so let's invest instead of save.
and Glasner will be out of contract at the end of the season. I don't know about you, but I don't fancy Palace's chances of keeping him. Elsewhere on Sunday, Aston Villa took their own sweet time, but they beat Wolves 1-0. Boubacar Kamara with the winner there. Brighton overcame Nottingham Forest 2-0. That is 10 points from their last four games, with only one goal conceded. Now, if you've been listening to Route 1 since the start of the season, firstly, thank you. But secondly, you'll have seen Tottenham's collapse coming, won't you? We've repeatedly pointed out that their numbers suggested wild overperformance, and I fear the regression to the mean is in full effect. Spurs were beaten 2-1 at home by Fulham on Saturday night. It was their third defeat in 6 days. It could have been worse too. Fulham could have had four by the break. Goalkeeper Vicario was booed by some Spurs fans after a horrendous error for Fulham's second.
Has given the ball away, and now he's a mile out of his goal as Harry Wilson makes it two. Oh, what an app was he thinking?
But he's actually one of the Premier League's more effective goalkeepers. He's eighth in the league for save percentage. Robin Roofs at Sunderland is still top. And he's fourth for total saves made. Mind you, at Spurs, you're certainly going to get the practice, aren't you? Thomas Frank was not very happy about that booing, by the way. And he said that anyone who did boo Vicario clearly wasn't a real Spurs fan. Whoosh. Pep Guardiola avoided a head-scratcher of a result at home to Leeds. His side looked comfortable, 2-0 up at half-time. It soon became 2-2, but then Phil Foden scored a lovely injury-time winner. It was a fine performance from young Foden, who's really shaken off the malaise of last season, but it was a curiously quiet one for Erling Haaland. He had just one shot, completed only 7 passes, and touched the ball just 24 times in 90 minutes, which means that on average, if Haaland touched the ball, he would then have to wait nearly 4 whole minutes before touching it again. After 3 games without a win, Sunderland are back in business. Like Leeds, they came from 2 goals down, but unlike Leeds, they finished the job. They beat Bournemouth 3-2. It's been a remarkable campaign for Regis Labrie's side. They have 6 wins on the board now. That is as many as they won all season the last time they were in the Premier League. Newcastle beat Everton to win their first game on the road since April. They won it at the Hill Dickinson, and they look like they're making up for lost time. Eddie Howe's side were 3-0 up by the break. They went on to win 4-1. Pick of the goals, Nick Foltomade lifting the ball over Jordan Pickford's head.
Elanga ahead of Irabunim. Foltomade for 3-0. Brilliantly taken.
That's 5 goals in 10 games for the 23-year-old now. Are you watching Karl-Heinz Rummenigge? Igor Thiago scored twice for Brentford in their 3-1 win over Burnley. That is 11 this season for the big Brazilian and 5 in his last 3 games. Bees boss Keith Andrews said afterwards, everyone is backing Thiago to achieve his dream and play for Brazil. Well, he is currently the highest scoring Brazilian in the big 5 leagues, so he's got every chance. But I wonder how many phone calls he's getting from the Bulgarian FA right now, because after his 2 years with Ludogorets, he was awarded a Bulgarian passport in 2023, so he could always play for them if Carlo Ancelotti can't be convinced. So, what does it all mean? Well, Arsenal's lead has been cut slightly. They're just 5 points ahead of Manchester City in second. Chelsea are third. Aston Villa are fourth. Book of the week this week, by the way, is going to be Rise of the Villains by Guillaume Balague. And I bet he's the most relieved man in football journalism, because Villa didn't win a league game until September the 28th. And that could have been awkward. Brighton are fifth, by the way, which is very impressive indeed for child manager Fabian Hertzler. At the other end, Wolves are still bottom with 2 points. Then it's Burnley with 10 and Leeds with 11. But West Ham are only above them by virtue of 2 more goals scored. Strange scenes at the Camp Spotify, where Barcelona came from a goal down to beat Alaves 3-1. But manager Hansi Flick looked visibly upset afterwards, sitting sullenly in his seat, giving it the old 1,000-yard stare. Rafinha had to come over to console him, and, at least Flick seemed to have composed himself when he spoke to journalists afterwards.
At the end, it's like it is. The players, maybe we are not at the moment everyone by 100%, but we have to work on that and next match by match by match, yes.
But still, a very odd sight. Atletico Madrid won. They beat Oviedo 2-0 with two goals for the much-maligned Alex Sorloth. Athletic Club won too. They beat Levante. Villarreal needed an injury-time winner to beat Real Sociedad 3-2. That result dropped Real Madrid into third. But that should have been okay. They were away at free-falling Girona. What could possibly go wrong? Well, a lot. Girona took the lead right before half-time, and Xabi Alonso's side needed a second-half penalty from Kylian Mbappe to draw level. And that's how it ended. So, Barcelona are top, 1 point clear of Madrid, who are 1 point clear of Villarreal. It was a tense weekend for Bayern Munich. Having been beaten by Arsenal in midweek, everyone thought that struggling Sao Paulo at home would be the perfect pick-me-up. But the Minnows took an early lead, and they very nearly hamburgled a point from Vincent Kompany. It took two injury-time goals, one from Luis Diaz, another from Nicholas Jackson, to give Bayern the win. They go 8 points clear at the top. Elsewhere, Borussia Dortmund beat Bayer Leverkusen 2-1. That lifted them to third. Second place RB Leipzig were held to a 0-0 draw by Borussia Mönchengladbach on Friday night. Don't write Napoli off just yet. I think a lot of people expected Antonio Conte's champions to implode this year. I mean, he has got previous. But a single David Neres goal secured a massive victory away at Roma on Sunday night, and so they go second behind Milan, for whom there were dramatic scenes at the San Siro on Saturday when they beat Lazio 1-0, but the Romans were infuriated by a VAR decision not to award them an injury-time penalty. There was a five-minute hold-up while they argued about that one, during which time Milan boss Massimiliano Allegri was sent off. Elsewhere, wins for Como and Juventus brought them into the chasing pack. Inter beat Pisa 2-0 on Sunday. There are only 5 points separating Milan at the top and Juve in seventh now. Inter are third, Roma fourth, Bologna are fifth, but they play tonight against Jamie Vardy's Cremonese. These are exciting times in Ligue 1. And yes, you heard that right. Paris Saint-Germain were beaten on Saturday by Monaco. Takumi Minamino scored the only goal. It was PSG's second defeat of the season. And it gave barking mad Marseille the chance to go top. A chance that they fumbled, allowing Toulouse to score an injury time equaliser in their 2-2 draw. PSG's lead at the top then is cut to a single point. But then on Sunday night, and they have come out of nowhere, Lens picked up their fourth straight victory, a 2-1 win away at Angers, and they went top instead. A three-way title race in France? What dark magic is this? Coventry continue to set the pace in the Championship, and it's a pace with which no one seems able to keep up. Frank Lampard's side actually went 1-0 down at home to Cheltenham, but came back to win 3-1. They remain 10 points clear at the top, because Middlesbrough also came back from a goal down. They beat Derby 2-1, and that must have been a very pleasing debut for new Borough boss Kim Hellberg. Millwall are third, they beat Southampton 3-2, and Stoke lost ground. They were beaten at home by Hull. At the bottom, Sheffield Wednesday are 17 points adrift now with minus four. They were beaten 3-2 at home by Preston. Philippe Clement got his first win as Norwich manager. They beat QPR 3-1. And on Friday night, Oxford beat Ipswich. A sensational result for a producer size team. It sends them out of the bottom three. Portsmouth take their place. In Scotland, it's now just 1-5 for Hearts since they beat Celtic back in October. The gap is now just 2 points because Celtic beat Hibs 2-1. Rangers actually had a chance to move into third, but they couldn't beat Falkirk. It ended 0-0, and so Motherwell are third instead. It's the first week of December, and if you're wondering how to budget for all the presents and festivities, this week is manna from heaven. You can just stay in every night and watch football and save your cash for later. On Monday, you got Birmingham Watford in the Championship, but on Tuesday, a full rack of Premier League games begins. Bournemouth, Everton and Fulham Man City start at 7:30, giving you the opportunity of the old staggered kickoff relay race when Newcastle Spurs gets going at 8:15. That's a good warm-up for Wednesday night, which has more Premier League games than your average Saturday afternoon. Arsenal Brentford, Brighton Villa, Burnley Palace and Wolves Forest all kick off at 7:30. Leeds Chelsea and Liverpool Sunderland are 8:15. And then on Thursday night, you've got Man United West Ham. For full listings, I use the FOTMOB app, that's really good, or the Live Football on TV website if you're trying to figure out what's on and where. That was Route 1, it was Football Fast No Faff. It's here twice a week, Monday morning and Friday morning. I've been Ian McIntosh, your producer was Helena Fremantle. We'll be back on Friday morning with a look ahead to the next weekend. Enjoy your week, we'll see you then.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date, it notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.